And the word Durga Suktam, imagine, suppose we think Durga means for us a female deity. Why? Because that accord we have a female deity, the symbol also we have Durga, a female deity. Female Devata. And here the Durga actually stands for Ishvara. The word is Trilinga Shabdaha. That was Ishvaraha is what? Masculine gender word. Therefore, when we say next where you go, we use the word he. And Durga is a feminine gender word. Therefore, we use the word she. And what does this word Durga stand for? Durga actually means, according to Shastram, the creative power. No, the inseparable, infinite, creative power of the Lord. And which is, in fact, we also say it's knowledge. We give it, so Maya. No, we all these words say. Yeah. See, infinite, inseparable, creative power, which is also known as the wielding power, which is known by the term Maya Shakti, which is also known by the word Prakriti. Prakriti, Maya, okay, infinite, the creative power are all one and the same. And this power, we say it is inseparable power, inseparable from the reality. When I say, I told you last class also, sun has illumining power, when I say, or sun's illumining power, when I say, with apostrophe S, that means what? It is a power is possessed, sun is the possessor. Even though I say sun's power, sun's illumining power, or sun has illumining power, or illumining power of the sun, I say, it sounds as though there is possessor-possessed relationship. Really speaking, there is no possessor-possessed relationship. Why? Because the illumining power is not separable from the sun. For want of words, I have to say, sun's light. Light of the sun. Like that. Similarly, but illumining power, why do you call it illumining power? That illumining power illumines everything. Therefore, what is that which lends existence to all the opaque objects? Illumining power. The illumining power of the sun, through illumining, lends existence to all the illumined opaque objects, which would have been as good as non-existent if they were not illumined. No? Therefore, we say what illumining power is superior to what? The cause. Illumining power is cause of all the opaque objects. Illumining power is as good as the cause. And illumined objects are as good as the effects. Isn't it? But is it separable? No. Then what is it then? Does it exist? Of course it exists because it illumines everything. But does it have independent existence without the sun? No. But who is superior to the illumining power? Sun. Why? Sun is the possessor of the illumining power. But which is not separable. Therefore, what is it then? Anirvachaniya. It is something inexplicable. You can't explain how it is, what it is. But it has. Understand? Therefore, this is superior. Sun is superior to the illumining power. Why? Because illumining power has no existence by its. There is no illumining power by itself. Yeah, ma. There is no such thing called illumining power minus sun. But sun does have illumining power, which is separable, inseparable. Understand? Exactly similarly, we say consciousness, the reality is there. And creative power, okay? Creative power, not only creative power, I can say the creative power, I can say the power of sustenance, the power of resolution. Okay, it's everything. The creative power, it does not exist independent of consciousness. But there is creative, it has creative power. Therefore, creative power is called Yama. That which is not, really speaking, separately from consciousness. Therefore, it is Maya. So, the consciousness, when we say now, one who is endowed with the Maya Shakti is Maya V. Maya V personified is Krishna. One who has Maya Shakti. Understand? So, this Maya Shakti, that's why it's called Maya Shakti, it is the creative power, it is infinite, of course, because the whole Jagat is that manifestation of creative power. And we also say what is now, it's inexplicable. Understand? This, which is inseparable from consciousness. Therefore, consciousness, pure consciousness, which is not separate from this, from which the creative power is inseparable, is called Maya Shakti. This Maya Shakti or Prakriti is also meant by the word Prakriti. Why? Because this Maya Shakti alone is material cause. It is called material cause, inseparable from the efficient cause, the pure knowledge, the consciousness. And we say, why it is called Prakriti? Because Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. That through which something is made of. Anaya kriyate prakarshena iti prakritihi. So prakritihi literally means what? Material cause. Understand? Kriyate anaya iti. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. Like clay is the prakriti, material cause for the pot. Understand? Similarly, with reference to the whole Jagat, we say prakriti is what? Maya Shakti. Because the whole Jagat is manifestation of prakriti, and which is not created, which is natural. Nature also in Sanskrit is meant by the word prakriti. Nature means what? The natural beauty, when you say the nature of the universe. Nature we say, no? I mean, that's also meant by the word Prakriti. The nature is nothing but manifestation of Prakriti, the Maya. Understand now why Prakriti? It's a material cause. So, with reference to this Maya as Prakriti, if Maya is looked upon as Prakriti, and what is consciousness? Which is the, you know, which has the Shakti inseparably is Purusha. Efficient cause. Purusha and Prakriti, the efficient cause and the material cause are inseparable. Efficient or the intelligent cause. Efficient or the intelligent cause is consciousness. And the creative power which is inseparably there, no, is called what? The Maya Shakti, which is meant by the word Maya Shakti, is in fact the Prakriti, is the material cause. Both, so Purusha has Prakriti in fact. They are not separable. That word is our Ardhana Arishwara, Shivalingam actually. Our Shivalingam, in fact, is what stands for the inseparability of the Purusha and Prakriti. Therefore, that whenever you say, whenever you praise the, you glorify the illumining power of the sun, basically, who are you glorifying? You're glorifying only? You're glorifying the sun. See, glorifying this the illumining power of the sun is in fact glorification of the sun. Isn't it? Similarly, in the Durga, even though it's a feminine gender word, actually Durga stands for Maya Shakti, the infinite creative or wielding power of the Lord, which is otherwise meant by the word Prakriti, which happens to be the, which is looked upon as the material cause of the universe, is Durga. And what is other meaning of the word Durga? Any insurmountable situation, difficulty, hardship in life is what? Durga. Number two, okay? And third meaning of Durga is, if when you say everything is manifestation of the material cause, but for the material cause to manifest, there must be what? The knowledge, consciousness. Everything is manifestation means, what about now one's own strength, emotional strength? When you say, I'm strong mentally, what is the strength of feeling, isn't it? It's a state of mind. Mental strength is a state of mind, some clarity, understanding. Clarity, understanding, this is a strength. That turns to be strength, emotional strength. What is the strength? The strength, you know, is there. And that strength, always everyone has that strength. But that strength remains hidden. If one can discover one's own strength, the hidden strength, everyone has tremendous strength hidden. That's why reserves of strength and for fortitude. It is there, everyone has it, but it remains hidden. One has to find one's own strength. How does one find one's own strength? Out of clarity, understanding. To so discover one's own hidden strength, one needs what? Some sort of blessing, grace. Understand? And that grace is what? Manifestation. The grace also is manifestation. Of what? Say Maya Shakti. Therefore, Durga means the manifestation of the grace which helps one aspect of Bhagavan. The grace is what? One aspect of Bhagavan. Manifestation of Bhagavan, which helps one discover one's own hidden inner, hidden reserves of strength and fortitude, is also Durga. Why? Because the sorrow is Durga, the solution to remove the sorrow also is Durga. Then if we say the sorrow is different and the solution is different, then we make it two. Nothing is outside of Bhagavan. Pain and pleasure, okay, and the means to solve the problem and the means to solve the problem, everything is within the realm of Ishvara, Bhagavan, the whole. See the beauty, Pitaji. This is what I understand. Durga means the insurmountable difficulty, hardships, problems also is Durga. Okay, and the grace, the manifestation of grace which one taps by praying to Bhagavan, which helps one discover the inner strength to overcome it, is also what? Durga. The three means of the word Durga. Therefore, Durga, we say three means we have to. So, Durga stands for Ishvara, the whole. The Ishvara, the whole, who lends existence to Maya Shakti is Durga. And who is in the form of Maya Shakti is what? Sun alone is about sun's illumining power. It's a Durga. I have to understand Ishvara. So Durga stands for Ishvara. This is the actual meaning of the word Durga. Then we saw all the words, every word. Look, the first word is what? Jata Vedaha. Jata Vedase Sunavama Soma Marati Yato Nidahati Vedaha. In that first sentence is what? Jata Vedaha. Vedase. No? Somam Sunavama. Jata Vedase Somam Sunavama. We extract the Soma juice for Jata Vedas. And you say we extract the soma, juice from the Soma creeper in order to offer it to the Lord. That is the actual meaning. So, what is important there? Name of the Lord is important. Jata Vedas. Who is the Lord here? Who is Durga? Jata Vedas. Why Jata Vedas? The one from whom everything has come into being. The one from whom all the Vedas have come into being. Jataha, Jataha Vedaha Yasmat. Or Jataha Vedaha Yasmat. Saha Jata Vedaha. The one from whom Vedas have come into being. Is Jata Vedaha. Which is Jata Veda Sakaranta Shaddaha. When you say one from, what is the Veda? Body of knowledge. It means what? The source of Veda is what? Knowledge. The source of Veda is the source of knowledge. If you say everything is manifestation of Maya Shakti, what about knowledge? Knowledge of anything is what? Manifestation of Maya. What about ignorance? Ignorance also is manifestation of Maya. Ignorance and Maya, understand what I say? This is also creation of first. Any manifestation is what? Creation, isn't it? Manifestation is, in fact, creation is manifestation. We're going to understand it, actually. So what about the knowledge and ignorance? Both are two different states of mind, which are nothing but manifestations of Maya Shakti. So Maya had outside of the consciousness. That's why we say, Maya unmanifest is what? Jagat being unmanifest is Maya. Maya becoming manifest is Jagat. And where does Maya becomes, Jagat becomes unmanifest as Maya, and Maya becomes manifest as the Jagat, where does it happen? What is the Adhishtanam here? Consciousness. So is it separable? No. That is why, whenever we talk about Durga, we invoke in fact Bhagavan the whole. Bhagavan Shakti is praised, glorified. So, just like Jata Vedas, when you say the source of knowledge, the origin of Vedas, the one from whom Vedas have come into being, the source of Vedas, is understood, to be understood as what? The source of knowledge. Any knowledge. Origin of any knowledge. What can be the origin of knowledge, source of knowledge? That which is of the nature of pure knowledge. Isn't it? The pure knowledge alone can be the source of knowledge, the origin of knowledge. Therefore, anything which is the origin of knowledge alone can be the origin of Vedas, which is the body of knowledge. In fact, we can say, generically, Jata Vedaha, Jata Physics Jnanaha, Jata Chemistry Jnanaha, Jata Samagra Lokas Jnanaha. In fact, Bhagavan is the source of any knowledge. This much it tells. See, Bhagavan Surupam being pure knowledge is just, that is, the word is more, what is more important is not the extracting soma juice. The meaning of the word is Jata Vedas. Okay? Jata Vedase Sunavam Asomam. Okay, first one is over. Aratiyataha nidahati vedaha. So, aratiyataha is our objective case, the plural, okay? Enemies. Aratihi is enemy. So, aratiyataha, in fact, enemies. Objective plural. Nidahati destroys. Nidahati, daha, nidahati means destroys for good without leaving any trace behind. And who nidahati? Vedaha. It is Durga Suktam, who are talking about Bhagavan here. Number one word is Jata Vedaha. Number two word is Vedaha. First we said source of knowledge. Why source of knowledge? Source of Vedas implies Bhagavan being the source of knowledge. So Bhagavan being the source of knowledge implies Bhagavan being the very pure knowledge. Therefore Vedaha. Here the next word Vedaha says the pure knowledge, Bhagavan being pure knowledge. Is it okay? Vedaha. And pure knowledge alone is a source of the creative power, which is manifest as the knowledge, which destroys the ignorance, in destroying which the inadequacy is destroyed. When inadequacy is destroyed, inadequacy caused all the internal negative tendencies, enemies of internal negative tendencies. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya, Shad, Ripavaha, Shad, Arayaha. They get destroyed. Who is it who kills? Water which kills? Nidahati means kills. For good. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya. In fact, where is the enemy? Everything is Bhagavan when we say. Where is the enemy, real enemy? They're really speaking, the whole Jagat, friends, enemies, everything is relative. Nothing is absolute. Nothing is absolute in the Jagat except reality. But here, Vedaha Nidahati means how can Bhagavan kill himself? So what does it mean here? Vedaha Nidahati means Vedaha Nidahati Aratiyataha. Bhagavan, who is of the nature of pure knowledge, destroys all the enemies, internal enemies, in the form of negative tendencies such as Kama Krodhadi. How? Here the meaning, why Vedaha? The pure knowledge alone, surfaces, manifests as the knowledge. It is a source of knowledge. Source of knowledge alone manifests as knowledge. Okay? Pure knowledge is a source of knowledge, which alone manifests as knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of anything. And it manifests as special knowledge. What? Knowledge of the very pure knowledge. Knowledge of the source of knowledge. The pure knowledge alone, the source of knowledge, manifests as, okay, knowledge of the source of knowledge. It's okay? I'm confusing. That be what? It destroys ignorance. Understand? Ignorance of the self, anyway. When ignorance is destroyed, ignorance born? Inadequacy. Ignorance caused inadequacy is removed. The inadequacy is removed, inadequacy caused all these things. Only when there is inadequacy, there will be jealousy, pride, all these problems will be there. So all of them get removed. Therefore Vedaha, knowledge. See the beauty of it. So why we say enemies? Why do we call it enemies? Enemies for whom they are the enemies? For you? Why should we call them enemies? Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsaryadi. Our own negative tendency. Why do we call them enemies? See, these states of mind, in fact, affect your being. They don't allow you to be just yourself. They cause discomfort. They prevent you from seeing the truth. They prevent you from being happy. They affect you just, they don't allow you to be just yourself. Therefore, they're enemies. And you know who is the enemy of the six? Knowledge. Enemy of the six is knowledge. why knowledge is said to be the enemy of the six, because if knowledge is there, they cannot be there. If ignorance is there, they can be there. Ignorance allows them to be there, therefore they are friend of ignorance. Ignorance is their friend. But knowledge doesn't allow them to be there, therefore knowledge is enemy. Mitravat Adeshaka Satruvat, no? Mitravat Agamaha, Satruvat Adeshaka in grammar. We say that. You know, if somebody comes, stays with me, allows me to be here, then we are friends. Somebody comes in, pushes me out, enemy. So here, ignorance, knowledge is said to be the enemy of the six, because knowledge doesn't allow the six to be there. Knowledge and ignorance cannot exist together. And when ignorance is not there, inadequacy cannot be there. If inadequacy is not there, these six cannot be there. Therefore, knowledge is the enemy of the six. Okay, there, look at this. That Swarupam of Bhagavan, which destroys, you know, which manifests as not destroys the six, is not other than you. Understand? That is also said here. That is why enemies. Whose enemies? Enemies, knowledge is the enemy of these six. You, the source of knowledge, also is what? Enemy of the six. Okay. Well, only when they don't allow you to be yourself. Otherwise they don't, they're also okay. So Vedaha. Have you seen the beauty of it? See Jata Vedaha? Then now you say Vedaha, the pure knowledge. Destroys all the enemies. How? Manifesting as knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavan is only gati, no other gati. Jata Vedaha. No, nidaha ti vedaha sanah parshadati durgani vishwa nave vasindam duritatyagnihi. Okay, sanah parshadati. So may that Lord protect us, now help us overcome all the insurmountable situations, thereby help us overcome, cross all the sins, thereby protect us. Lord has to protect us, how? By helping us cross the ocean of samsara, ocean of sins. Understand? And before to cross the ocean of samsara, we have to overcome all the obstacles, problems. Therefore, he says, saha naha parshat. Parshat means protect. So may that Lord help us cross the ocean of sins by helping us overcome all the difficulties. And in this mantra, the second mantra, what is the word? Lord Agnihi. Agnihi, I told again, see now, third word, Jata Vedaha, Vedaha. Now the third word is what? Agnihi. See, Durga Ma, you mentioned in three different ways, no? Agnihi. Who is Agnihi? I told you. Ahutayaha agre nayati iti Agnihi. Fire God. One who takes all, carried off oblations to the devatas is Agnihi. Fire God. But here, Bhagavan is also, Lord the whole is also said to be Agnihi. Why? Agre Nayati iti agrihi. Savagram jagat.
Just say that slowly. Agre.
Agre. Ahutayaha nayati. Sorry, ahutihi nayati. Sorry. Agre. Ahutihi nayati. Iti agnihi. Nayati means carries. See, because all the rituals we offer oblations. And fire only carries. The fire happens to be the carrier of the oblations to the devatas. Fire is said to be Agnihi. Bhagavan also said fire as a devata is Agnihi. Bhagavan, the whole the constituent of all the devatas, also said to be Agnihi. Why? Agre bhutva, agre sitva nayati iti Agnihi. So one who leads, runs the whole jagat, remaining as the foremost cause, is also said to be Agnihi, therefore forerunner of the universe. One who leads and runs the whole jagat, remaining as the foremost cause. It's a forerunner of the universe. He said to be Agnihi. Is it okay, Ratniji? So, Saha Agnihi.
What was the second Sanskrit? The forerunner. Agre, what is it?
Agre Bhutva or Agre Stitva Karna Rupena. So, understood, okay? Agre Nayati iti Agnihi. Agre Nayati. How Agre Nayati? One who leads ahead. How? Bhutva. Remaining as the foremost cause. Karna Rupena. Agre Bhutva. Agre Stitva. Nayati iti Agnihi. Remaining as the foremost cause. Beginningless cause. No. One who leads the universe, the forerunner of the universe, is Agnihi, Bhagavan. So, Saha Agnihi, may that Lord protect us, Naha Parshat, how Vishwani, Vishwadurgani, Ati, helping us overcome all the insomate problems, thereby helping us cross the ocean of samsara, ocean of sins. Durita means sins. Like the ship helps us cross the ocean. That is the third sentence, meaning of the third sentence. I'm giving a sentence or a sentence because I already explained it. I'm just doing it fast. Just to see, make you see how Durga Suktam talks about Bhagavan the whole, Ishvara. Concept of Lord, I want to understand. Sanapar Shadati Durga Nevishwa Nave Vasindandurita Tyagnihi Ta Magnivarnam. So, all these words are masculine gender words. Jata Vedaha Sakarantaha Pullingaha. Vedaha Akarantaha Pullingaha. Agnihi Ikarantaha Pullingaha. All these words which mean the Lord are masculine gender words. Now, suddenly we say, Tam Agnivarnam Tapasajalanti Vairochanim Karma Phale Shujushtam Durgam Devigam Sharanam Aham Prapadye. This next sentence now. Aham Sharanam Prapadye. I take refuge. Now, in Durga, or I surrender to Durga, Sharanam Prapadye. And who is this Durga? Because feminine gender word. Understand now? I told you, I'll explain the meaning of the word Durga. And who is this? Self-effulgent. The self-effulgent Durga I surrender to. The Lord, who is manifest as the grace. Okay, we have to say, I surrender to the self-effulgent Lord who is manifest as Durga, the grace which helps one discover the hidden reserves of strength. Durga is a feminine gender word, therefore, we have what? Tam. And which sort of Durga do I surrender to? Agnivarna, Tapasa Jalanti, Vairochani, Karma Paleshu, Jushta. So many adjectives. And all the words talk only about Bhagavan being, Bhagavan Swarupam being pure knowledge. Agnivarna. One who is glowing like fire, one who is shining like fire. That means what? She who is as shining as the fire. Here, because Agnihi stands for flame, fire and fire, not that there is flame and flame stands for knowledge. So one who is of the nature of knowledge, Agnivarna. Because one who is knowledge, and then the next word comes, Tapasa Jalanti. Suppose tapas, the word tapas, and we, with reference to human beings, the word tapas means austerity, penance. With reference to Bhagavan, tapas always means knowledge. What tapas Bhagavan needs to do? Jwalanti. Jwalanti means what? she who is glowing and shining. Jolati means, shines. So she who is, tapasa jolanti means what? She who is shining through knowledge. Why? Everything that is shining here is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Jagat is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Whole jagat is knowledge. We have to see that jagat is just knowledge. Knowledge means not, I don't say the thought, okay? It's very subtle. The whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. The tapasa jolanti, she who is shining through knowledge, the more knowledge, tapasa jolanti. Then vairochan, that's explained here. How they, how Bhagavan, the Bhagavan Swarupam, just manifests as jagat, vairochani. And vairochani, I explained this already. Vividham rochate iti virochanaha. Rochate means again, rochate, the word has different meaning. But in this context, it means, rochate is used to mean the liking. But here it means shining again. Virajate, virochate, virochanam, means vidham rajate. It also means, so one who is manifest as, varieties of countless beings. Vividham, you had to say variety. Vividham rochate eti virochanaha. Lord Shiva is called virochanaha. And who is vairochani? His wife. We say that. So vairochani is Durga. Virochanaha is what? See, I tell you, virochanaha, vairochani is here illumining power. Virochanaha is sun. Understand? How do we say that? The sunlight alone is manifest, shines, is shining in varieties of, the form of varieties of opaque objects. Understand? How do we say that? Without sunlight, opaque object wouldn't come to light. Without sunlight, opaque objects cannot come to light. Opaque objects all come to light because of the sun illumining power. Therefore, what is that which is shining as all these varieties of opaque objects? Sun's illumining power. Isn't it? Because sun is, illumining power is what? Prakashana Shakti is what? Vairochani. And who is Virochanaha? Sun. Both mean the same. Understand? The one who is shining, manifest as varieties of innumerable, countless forms and things and beings is Vairochani. Vidham rochate iti virochanaha vairochani. Anyway, so we say here, tam agnivarnam tapasa jalantim vairochanim. We have to say all these words, subtle different strategy. All of them mean surupam being pure knowledge. Then karma paleshu jushta. Jushta means she who is pleased with the devotees. Okay, one meaning. But actually the karma paleshu, jushta, together when you have this karma paleshu means jushta together and say, she who is the shakti, creative power of the Lord, which alone is manifest as, and everything is manifestation of shakti. What about the niyatis, the natural laws which determine the results of actions? Same creative shakti. There was she who is manifest as the creative shakti of the Lord, which is manifest as the varieties of natural laws which determine the results of actions, is karma palesha jushta. See, you have to see everything, Vinaji. Separately, you said laws are manifestation of prakriti, kriya shakti, the creative power. And what about all the different forms? Everything is manifestation of the power. Different varieties. And what about this? How it is shining? Everything is shining. It is through tapas of knowledge. Why? Because how is it shining? Everything is shining. That's pure knowledge. ताम अग्निवन्नाम तपसा ज्वलन्तीं वैरोचनीं कर्म फलेषु जुष्टाम दुर्गाम देवीं शरणमहं प्रपद्ये. आई सबमिट टू दैट शक्ति, टू दैट लॉर्ड. व्हाई आई सरेंडर? व्हेन माय सरेंडरिंग टू द लॉर्ड इंप्लाइज व्हाट? माय giving, okay, resolving my identity with that total power. So my identity with Bhagavan the whole. Resolve my identity with Bhagavan the whole implies what? Resolving my smallness, resolving my inadequacy, resolving my ignorance, resolving my problems, resolving. Understand? Why? Because other than that, nothing else can be done. Saranam prapadye. Everything is that when you say, where is that I sitting separately? Sarantang is not simply saying orally, which means everything is Devi when is praised. Everything is Shakti, a Bhagavan when you say. That just surrender to that Devi means I'm not separate from the Bhagavan. Surrendering one's ahankara, surrendering one's will to Bhagavan is in fact surrendering. I offer myself to the Lord. Offering oneself to the Lord is surrendering oneself to the Lord. Surrendering oneself to the Lord means I surrender myself, I resolve my ahankara identity with Bhagavan the whole. There's nothing which is not Bhagavan here, which is not Devi here. So clear, Peterji? This is a very important thing. I didn't expect, because I was high last time. This point I missed last time. Saranam aham prapadye, then sutarasi. Sutarasi means what? You help us cross the ocean of samsara. Sutarasi means this simple word, Amma. No, kadakka chehirai. That's the meaning. That's the one word. You help us cross the ocean of samsara. Therefore, salutations unto you who help us cross the ocean of samsara. Taras means she, the one who helps you cross, is Taras. Sutarasi. Tarase namaha. Agne. Then same thing is repeated here. Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bhirapti durgani vishwa. So here, this you have to stop here. So vishwa durgani. Again same thing. Vishwa means all. In Vedic you say vishwam universe. But here when vishwa comes all. Vishwa Durgani, all obstacles and all insurmountable difficulties. No? So, Paraya, hey Agne, okay, in the vocative case, you call the Lord, oh, forerunner of the universe, Agne, Tvam Navyaha, you are ever fresh, you remain the same. Okay? New, ever fresh. Oh, Lord Agne, oh, forerunner of the universe, you are ever fresh, you are ever the same. Because you have pure knowledge. And Tom Paraya, may you help us cross. What? Overcome. May you help us cross. Help us overcome all the obstacles. He repeats the same mantra. So the prayer is repeated here. Agne Tom Paraya means, no? Overcome, cross. Agne tvam paraya. How can you help us cross? With words of benediction, with the benedictory words, with words of swasti bihi. Swasti bihi means with words of blessings. So, with words of blessings means what? By showering the grace upon us. Oh, hey Agne. You are ever fresh as remaining as pure knowledge. So may you help us overcome all obstacles. May you help us cross the ocean of samsara with words of benediction by showering a grace upon us. Words of benediction implies grace being showered. Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bhirapi atswasti bhirati durgani vishwa. There again, durgani vishwa, vishwa durgani. Vishwa durgani means what? All obstacles. All obstacles, all problems, etc. So asman as, you know that, no? I got the word now? I got the sentence, whole sentence? Swasti bhirati durga ati means ati actually doesn't give special meaning separately, but in this ati always comes as an adjective, as a prefix to the verbs. But here ati itself means what? To cross, to overcome. That's the meaning. Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa. Thereafter, there's a prayer. It's a prayer. First you ask for, hey Agne, O Lord, O Four of the universe, you are ever fresh as the pure knowledge. Please help us, cross the ocean of samsara, help us overcome all the problems, and with the showering your grace upon us with words of benediction. Then the next prayer is what? Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava toka yatanaya yashayo. It's a long one prayer here. Naha. Now we have to supply words there. You don't give, naha means for us. Naha us. No, but may you bless is not there. It is, we should understand that. May you bless us. Naha means us. Then again what? Tanayaha stands for our children. Tokaha stands for their children. May you bless us, bless our children and their children also. With what? Puhu. Puhu means what? House, a place of residence. Prithivi, lands. Prithivi literally means earth. Here it means lands. And what? Bahula, big, spacious, abundant. Then Urvi means cultivable lands, agricultural holdings. Okay, this much. O Lord, may you bless us, our children and their children with all these things, spacious house, big lands and agricultural holdings and all wealth, etc. Then, Bhava, Shayoho, no? Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava toka yatanaya yashayoho. Then, shayoho bhava. May you be the one, who destroys adversity, who removes adversity and brings in prosperity and auspiciousness. Sham stands for auspiciousness and prosperity. Yoho stands for adversity. Shanyoho bhava means may you be the one who brings prosperity and auspiciousness and may be the one who removes adversity. Bhava toka yatanaya yashayoho. Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava toka yatanaya yashayoho. Then, Vishwanino durgaha jata veda sindunna nava duritati parshi. The same meaning again, same meaning comes. Ati parshi. May you protect. May you protect us, overcome, same thing comes. Vishwanino durgaha jata veda sindunna nava duritati parshi. Durgaha means what? you, the remover of difficulties, remove all our problems. The same prayer comes. Vishwani, no, Vishwani again means all. Vishwa, Vishwani always mean all. Vishwani no Durga Jata Veda Sindhunna Nava Duritati Parshi. May you protect us by removing all our problems, over, you know, crossing the ocean of samsara, like the ship helps us cross the ocean of samsara. The same prayer, the same meaning. Okay? Vishwani no Durga Jata Vedas. Vishwani no Naha Vishwani Durga Jata Vedaha. Here you are calling Bhagavan by the word Jata Vedaha. Hey Jata Vedas. And who are you? Durgaha. Durgaha means what? One who removes Durga. One who removes difficulty, problems. Remover of sorrow. So, O Lord, remover of sorrow, remover of problems. No? Naha Vishwani. So, removing all our problems, help us cross the ocean of samsara, like the ship helps us cross the ocean. The simple same prayer is repeated here. Vishwanino Durgaha Jata Vedasindhunna Navadu Ritati Parshi Agne. Then? What's next sentence? Agre Agne Atrivan Manasagrinano Smakam Bodhyavita Tanunam. Here starts another, sentence. Agne, again you call it Agne, O Lord, Forerunner of the universe. Atrivane, again one more adjective for Bhagavan. Trivat means, three stands for Trigunas. Okay, Trivat means one who is endowed with Trigunas. At the end, see, the possessor of three is Trivat. The non-possessor of three is what? Atrivat. Non-possessor of Trigunas. Why? Because, see, Trigunas are Bhagavan, but Bhagavan does not possess the Trigunas. Why? Bhagavan does not, see, like sun does not possess the illumining power. Understand? Why? Because there is no possessed connection between the sun and the illumining power. Understand? But illumining power is the sun. Like wave is the water. Illumining power is the sun. Isn't it? Similarly, what about the three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamo gunaha? These three gunas are connected to the Maya Shakti, which is Ishvara. Maya Shakti and the manifestations of Maya. Three gunas are connected to the manifestations and the manifestations of Maya, which are nothing but Bhagavan, nothing but the reality. Understand? But the reality, Bhagavan Swarupma, Bhagavan himself is what? Free from Trigunas. Therefore, is it clear, Pataji? Am I confusing?
It's not confusing. It's just that, it's just this.
Too much.
Yeah, it's just this to really get a sense, really get the sense.
I'm very fast.
It's just going a bit fast, but.
I've already done it, so I'm second time repeating it. Just I want you to see how the Vedic words, how the concept of Bhagavan, no? The Lord, is different names are given here. For Trivat, you mean?
Yeah, it's all that. It's, you know, first, just already to shift the concept of Durga as a female deity, different from Ishvara. Already that. It requires some mental
preparedness.
Adjustment.
Even if you have difficulty, imagine how difficult it has been for other people, Hindus who have been worshipping separately Durga.
Yeah.
I think in a way you are all lucky to be exposed to Vedic teaching directly, because people have been used to. But I tell you, amazing. You know, sometimes to tackle this problem, when the Asajas, they say, you best go to Durga and Valakethungaval, Sabhakamala, Durvik Valakethung. They say, go and light the lamp for Durga to solve the problem. They'll say that. Some parihara karmas, they say. Amazing. It's all very helpful now to keep one going, psychologically to keep one in good humor.
See, but this, you know, to see how.
Very, 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 very supportive. People don't know, see the beauty of it, really.
No, but to see Durga, from the name Durga, to see her as the insurmountable difficulties and the power to overcome the difficulties, you can see that. Then to go from there,
Tamagdivarnama,
to give to the third meaning of Durga as the personification of the Shakti Maya.
I didn't give any other personification here.
No.
I only said what Shakti stands for. I did not use the word personification at all. I only said the word Durga happens to be feminine gender word. Okay. I surrendered to Durga the creative power. Okay. Understand? And surrendered to Durga who is manifest as the creative power. Who is the creative power? Understand? And because it happens to be feminine gender word, Tam, I said. That is why I said, I did not even use the word Durga. No, generally, I said it's personified as female deity. That is a different thing. I did not use anything because, see, as the person who is not exposed to the culture, who simply try to understand with some Sanskrit background, it's very easy to understand. Same Jata Vedaha, same Vedaha, same Agnihi, later on is said to be Durga.
See, but all that, all.
And Durga is what? Female gender word. Ishvara is neither male nor female. Everything is Ishvara.
But you see, as you're explaining it, okay, fine, makes sense. But now the question then becomes, why is it like this? Why is she spoken about Jata Veda and Veda, then Agni, then something, you know? And yet each of them are all about Tarati, 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 Tarati. All about crossing, but different names. But the different names don't seem to be massively different in themselves, you know. I can't see the massive difference between the one from whom the Vedas have originated, and then the Veda itself, and then Agni.
Veda means what? Again, I told you, Veda is pure knowledge.
Pure knowledge, yeah. That's what I'm saying. See, so you're just getting all these different words. Jata Veda, Veda, Agni, then what was the other one?
That is why I say it's all subtle difference. I make you understand the beauty of it is Sutiji. Nothing is outside of Bhagavan. I said, see, the problem is Bhagavan, solution for problem always Bhagavan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's everything. How can I get Advaita equation otherwise?
And the habitual mindset, you see, there are four things, four names. There are four names, so there must be a significance for using this name here and then that name there. And I can't see the difference in significance because each one you're asking for exactly the same thing. Agni, help me cross. Jata Veda, help me cross.
Ultimately, you want that only.
Huh?
Ultimately, you want that only. That's why, Pitiji, the thing itself, why you worship so many gods? As I told you, Bhagavan is the only Bhagavan. Only when I pray for a given purpose, for a given thing, then I invoke the Lord as the bestower of that one thing. I give a different name, as Vigneshwara when I say, remover of obstacles. When I want to pray to Bhagavan, because my needs are many, emotional needs are many. So I have needs are many, in keeping with my needs, I invoke the Bhagavan different forms, different names. That's all.
Yeah, I can understand that. So now I understand why, if you want the power, you can actually say Medha Shah. If you want the obstacles removed and the pain removed, you say Durga. But then, in the Durga thing, no, suddenly you've got Jata Vedas, you've got Veda, you've got...
That is what... No, Durga again... Durga. What I'm saying, Pitiji, here Durga is only... That's why I said explain all the meanings in the very beginning. The Lord alone, when you invoke the illumining power, you praise the illumining power, you are praising the very sun, the sun. You are different from the thing. Similarly, here Durga, is Shakti. Understand? And which is manifest as which is manifest as the problem, which is manifest as the solution for the problem. Yeah. Understand? See, it is very profound and very beautiful.
That's the thing that is what, to just go.
Just you have to listen, repeat, chant, you get it. The thing is, and we want to see as it is. Very profound, I tell you, very, very profound. You can't simply see how beautiful these mantras are. Agne Atrivan. So I said, see, all this, the Trivat means one who is ended with three is Trivat, three gunas. Atrivat is one who is free from these three gunas. Why free from three gunas? Like sun is free from, when I say sun is free from illumining power, means what? Free from means illumining power is, no, sun is not dependent on illumining power. Why? Because illumining power is himself. Similarly here, when you say the whole Jagat, the Maya Shakti and Trigunas which belong to the Maya Shakti and the manifestations, nothing but Ishvara. Therefore Bhagavan is free from Trigunas. Bhagavan is the possessor of Trigunas. Why? Because there is a possessor-possessor sambandha between Trigunas and Bhagavan. Trigunas are Bhagavan. Like you can't say water has the wave. There's a possessor-possessor connection between the water and the wave. Wave is the water. Similarly, we say Atrivat free from Trigunas. Then, one more thing we say here, not the like the Atri Maharishi, Atri Maharishi Vat. Atri is the name of the Rishi. Vat means like him. So, we say Manasa Grinanaha. Manasa Grinanaha means we are holding on to you mentally. With mind. That means what? We are meditating on you. So, O Lord, Holder of the universe, one who is free from Trigunas, we are constantly meditating on you. See, when you see all the means, it's sort of meditation, Bhagavan. Meditation is not sitting and doing. Where is your mind now? As I was talking to you, where was your mind? Where was your attention as I was talking to you? It is meditation. Understand? Meditation, see, well, we had to change the idea of meditation. Okay? When I was talking to you about Bhagavan, if you are not listening, then you are not meditating. Okay? You were meditating on something else. If I was talking to you, talking about Bhagavan, as unfolded in Veda, and then you are listening to me, where was your mind?
On Bhagavan.
Understand? That is meditation, isn't it? It's also meditation. People have to understand it's also meditation. So, manasa grinanaha, hey Agne, Atrivat, O Lord, free from one who is free from all gunas, we are constantly meditating on you. Agne Atrivan manasa grinano osmakam, therefore we are meditating on you. One meaning. Another meaning means what? We are meditating on you like Atri Maharishi. Oh Lord, we are meditating on you like Atri Maharishi, who is known for his constant, focused attention. Meditation. Known for his meditative. Known for his meditation, who is constantly meditating. We have two meanings the Acharya gives here. Agne Atrivan Manasa Grinano Osmakam. Then, Grinanaha, we had Asmakam. Grinano osmakam bodhya vita tanunam. Asmakam bodhi avita tanunam. Asmakam tanunam avita bhava. Avita means protector. Tanuna means bodies. Asmakam means our. So may you be the protector of our bodies. That means what? May you protect our bodies. Protect our bodies means what? Protect ourselves. Physically, we protect us physically, not also mentally. Even you protect our emotional, physical well-being. Help us, no? So, bodhi. Bodhi means be alert. Literally, it means that bodhi means here, be alert. Don't be forgetful. Be alert. O Lord, may you be alert. See that you protect our bodies. You protect us. ஜிக்லேதமா அஸ்மாக்கம் தனூனாம் அவிதா பவ போதி. பிளீஸ் ரிமெம்பர், பிளீஸ் பி அலர்ட், டோன்ட் ஃபர்கெட் மே பி ப்ரொடக்ட் ஆஃப் அவர் பாடிஸ். ஐ மீன் பிளீஸ் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் அவர் இமோஷனல் பிசிக்கல் வெல்பீயிங். தட்ஸ் த மீனிங். போதி அவிதா அஸ்மாக்கம் தனூனாம். ஓகே, யூ ஸ்பிட் த வேர்ட். அக்னே அத்ரிவன்மனசா க்ருணானோஸ்மாகம் போத்யவிதா தனூனாம் ப்ருதநாஜிதகம் சஹமான முக்ரமக்னிகம் ஹுவேம பரமாத்சதஸ்தாத். சோ ப்ருதநாஜிதம் ப்ருதநாஜிதகம் சஹமான முக்ரமக்னிகம் ஹுவேம பரமாத்சதஸ்தாத். சோ ஹுவேம மீன்ஸ் வி இன்வோக் தி கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட். ப்ருதநாஜிதகம் சஹமான முக்ரமக்னிகம் ஹுவேம பரமாத் சதஸ்தாத். சோ ஹியர் ஹுவேம டில் ஹியர் ஹி டேக் இட். வி இன்வோக் அக்னிம், வி இன்வோக் த லார்ட். விச் சார்ட் ஆஃப் லார்ட் ஹியர்? சஹமான முக்ரம் அக்னிகம் ப்ருதநாஜிதம், தி காங்கரர் ஆஃப் தி எனிமீஸ். Destroyer of enemies, two words, sahamanam, then putanajata means conqueror of enemies. Conqueror of enemies, destroyer of enemies, putanajatam, sahamanam, then ugram, now one who is frightening for the wrongdoers, one who is frightening in terms of, means also one who is limitless. One who is frightening for the wrongdoers. Saham prutanajitagam sahamanam ugram agnigam agni huvema. So agni is the word. We invoke the grace of the Lord Agni, the Father of the universe, who is sahamanaha, who is prutanajitaha, who is ugraha, who is agnihi. So okay, Prutana, is it okay, Pritiji? See, sahamanaha and prutanajitam mean the same, Amma. Destroyer of enemies, conqueror of enemies. Prutanajitagam sahamanam ugram agnim huvema. Is it clear now? Huvema, we invoke. We invoke whom? Agnim. Come huvema. Whom do we huvema, or invoke? Agnim. Who is Agni? The founder of the universe, the Lord. Which sort of Lord he is? சகமானஹ அக்னிஹி, ஓகே, ப்ருதநாஜிதஹ அக்னிஹி, உக்ரஹ அக்னிஹி, கிம் தம் ஹுவேம. சோ வி இன்வோக் த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட், தி ஃபோர்ன் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ், ஹூ இஸ் தி டிஸ்ட்ராயர் ஆஃப் தி எனிமீஸ், ஓகே, காங்கரர் ஆஃப் த எனிமீஸ், ஓகே, அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் ஃபிரைட்னிங் டு தி ராங் டூவர்ஸ். சகமான உக்ரம் அக்னிகம் ஹுவேம. ஓகே, தென் பரமாத் சதஸ்தாத் சன் ஆஃப் பர்ஷ. வி ஹேட் டு கோ டேக் தி அதர் வேர்ட். பரமாத் சதஸ்தாத் சன் ஆஃப் பர்ஷதி துர்காணி விஸ்வா. அகைன் கம்ஸ் த சஹ நஹ பர்ஷத். சோ ரிமைனிங் இன் தி அப்சல்யூட் அபோட், திஸ் நோ பிளேஸ் ஆர் எனிதிங், ரிமைனிங் ஆஸ் தி அப்சல்யூட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், பரமாத் சதஸ்தாத், ரிமைனிங் இன் அப்சல்யூட் அபோட், remaining as absolute existence, parama sadastat naha parshat, saha naha parshat, parama sadastat sanah parshadati, may he protect us. How? Ati sanah parshadati durgani vishwa. Again ati durgani vishwa comes. Repeatedly the words come. Ati means cross, overcome. Vishwa durgani, சனப் பர்ஷதி துர்காணி விஸ்வா, விஸ்வா துர்காணி, ஆல் ஆப்ஸ்டக்கல்ஸ், ஆல் இன்சர்மவுண்டபிள் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். மே யூ ப்ரொடெக்ட் அஸ், ரிமைனிங் இன் அப்சல்யூட் அபோட், ரிமைனிங் ஆஸ் தி அப்சல்யூட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், மே தட் லார்ட் ப்ரொடெக்ட் அஸ், ஓவர் கம் ஆல் அவர் ஆப்ஸ்டக்கல்ஸ் அண்ட் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். சனப் பர்ஷதி துர்காணி விஸ்வா. ஹவு? நாவே வசிந்தும் துரிதாதி நாவே துரிதாதி. ஓகே, Kshamaddevo atidurita tyagnihi. Kshamaddevaha means what? The Lord who is of the nature of forgiving. No, who is forgiving. Kshamad means forgiving. So may that Lord, remaining as the absolute existence, remaining absolute abode, may He protect us, now cross, overcome all the problems, all the difficulties, okay? And the forgiving Lord, may the Lord who's forgiving, Kshamad Devo Ati Durita Tyagnihi, it's okay? Ati Durita Tyagnihi, so help us cross, overcome all these sins. Whenever the word sins come, listen, sins come, Durga, difficulties come, it is overcoming difficulties, obstacles, insurmountable situations. But the sins, Durita comes, help us overcome all the sins means, help us cross the ocean of samsara. Is it clear, Pitiji? The two words were used, Durgani and also Duritani. Duritam means papam. And Durga means what? Insurmountable situation, difficulty, obstacles. So, Bhagavan has to help us cross the ocean of samsara, that is ocean. So, overcoming sins means crossing the ocean of samsara. Becoming free from bondage. And for what do we want for that? Knowledge. And for that knowledge, what should you be? You be free from obstacles. You're able to overcome day-to-day things. No? You can't get stuck with the problems. Amazing, isn't it, Pitiji? See the beauty of it. May that Lord protect us, overcome all our difficulties, thereby help us overcome or cross all these sins. Portion of, no, samsara. Sins means for samsara there. Sins stands for samsara. Punya, papa, both, everything. Therefore, I'm doing it very fast. Fastest Durga Sutram class. Vishwanino Durgaha Jatave Dasin Dunnanava Duritati Parshi Jatave Dasin Dun. No? I'm changing it. Kshamaddevo Ati Durita Tyagnihi. Then Pratnoshikam Idyo. Okay, Pratnoshikam. Pratnoshikam. Tvam kam Pratnoshi. Pratnoshi means you spread. Okay? What do you spread? Come. What is come? Happiness. O Lord, you spread happiness. This is the literal meaning. Spreading means what? O Lord, thou art the source of happiness, the source of, no, of the nature of limitlessness, manifest as all forms of pleasures and manifest as happiness. Is okay? That's the meaning. Tvam kam pratnoshi. Pratnoshi kam. Then, idyo, idyaha. You are worshipped. Idyaha means you are worshipped. The one who is worshipped is Idyaha. How Bhagavan is worshipped here? Where? Advareshu. In all the fire rituals. Advaraha is another word for homaha, yajnaha. Advareshu means homeshu, yajneshu. In all forms of worship, who is worshipped? Who is offered oblations? Who is praised? You know, the Lord. Advareshu, in all forms of rituals, in all the karmas, who is the one who is worshipped? Who is one who is given thanks to? Who is offered oblations to? No? It's the Lord. Therefore, Advareshu, Tvam Idyaha, you are worshipped. You are offered oblations. Idyaha worship means you are thanked. You are worshipped. Where? In all the, you are worshipped in all the rituals. Sanat Chahota Navyas Chasatsi, you have been worshipped in all the rituals performed earlier and also performed now. Navyaha Sanat Cha. You have been, Sanat stands for ancient, olden days. And we say Navyaha means new. So you have been worshipped, offered oblations in all the rituals of ancient days and present days. Tvam navyaha idyaha, tvam sanata idyaha. Navyas just, okay.
प्रत्नोषि कमीड्यो अध्वरेषु सनाच्चहो तानव्यश्च सत्सि
देन नॉट ली दैट होता सत्सि वन मीनिंग इज यू हैव बीन वर्शिप्ड इन ऑल द रिचुअल्स परफॉर्म्ड earlier performed now you have been the form of the hota the performer of the rituals you have been the worshipped and you have also been the performer of the rituals all the rituals just to say everything is Bhagavan that's all simple in samvyas chasatsi Then Swam Cha, beautiful prayer. Swam Cha Agne Tanuvam Pipraya Swasmabhyancha Saubhagamaya Jasva. Okay? O Lord, Saubhagam Ayajasva. Don't ever forget to do this prayer. Swamcha agne tanuvam pipraya swasmabhyancha saubhagamaya jasva. Ayajasva may you bring. What saubhagam? May you bring auspiciousness. May you bring all forms of fortunes. Saubhagam means what? Saubhagyam. May you bring all forms of fortune. Saubhagamaya jasva. Whom? Swancha agne tanuvam pipraya swasmabhyam cha asmabhyam. Asmabhyam saubhagam ayajasva. Asmabhyam to us. Saubhagam all forms of fortunes. Ayajasva may you bring. O Lord, may you bring all forms of fortunes to us. May you bless us with all auspiciousness. All forms of prosperity. Okay, saubhagam asmabhyam. Asmabhyam saubhagam ayajasva. Asmabhyam means namak. Asmabhyam saubhagam ayajasva. Then, what should he do? Hey Agne, O Lord, swam tanuvam piprayasva. Swam tanuvam. Tanuvam means, tanuhu literally means body. But here tanuvam, he wants form. Swam tanu means what? Your own form. Piprayasva, cherish. May you cherish thy form. May you satiate thy form. May you reveal thy form to me. This is what? May you, suppose I tell you, what happens when the fire, when something is put in the fire, that becomes that the fire. What does it be? Fire becomes the object, the form. The object takes its fire's form. Like that, may you, reveal thy form to me. May you make me see, your form in me. That's beautiful.
I think that is such an important thing. Really, just do that really quite slowly. Right.
Yeah.
So what is the ordinary...
See, swam, yeah, swam...
If you put it in ordinary conversational order, that sentence...
See, swam... See, agne, it's the first word. Agne, O Lord.
Agne, yeah.
Agne, O Lord, vocative case. O for the universe. Swam tanuvam, your own form... Swam Tanavam, your own form, your real form. Piprayasva, reveal, cherish, satiate, different meanings are there. There's nothing other than that you can give. If you reveal the form, I won't ask anything anymore, and you will be free from, being asked again and again and again. You can become free of my nagging. I won't nag you for anything anymore. Give me that, your form. Okay? Swam tanavam piprayasva, reveal thy form to me. Okay? Which is as good as being blessed with all fortunes.
reveal thy form, reveal thy own form to me.
To us, in fact. Asmabhyam, saubhagam, he agne, swam tanuvam pipresva, asmabhyam. You can say asmabhyam, swam tanuvam asmabhyam pipresva, then asmabhyam, saubhagam, ayajasva. May you bring all fortunes to us, all homes of prosperity to us.
Sorry, do you mind just saying?
Piprayasva.
Okay, but because reveal, cherish, and associate are such different
words. That's why I just said, please reveal thy form.
But what is cherish, satiate, then? What is those meanings?
The words, actually, all of them, whatever they mean, they're called different. Whatever they mean to you, just what they, when I say what they mean, reveal thy form to me means, okay, reveal thy form wherein I can see myself in you. I won't be different from you. Suppose, Pitaji, when something is burnt, okay, literally, if I put an iron ball into the fire, the iron ball becomes what? First it becomes hot, later it becomes red, it started glowing. Okay? You cannot differentiate iron ball and the fire. It becomes very red. Understand? That means the heat, the fire has just, it revealed its form, it has given its form totally to the iron ball. Surupam. That is actually, that's what is meant by here as cherishing and all that. But here, what we say, what when I say that, okay? But anyway, reveal thy form to me means, reveal thy swarupam to me, which is none other than mine. That is the meaning. Very profound prayer, okay? Then saubhagam ayajasva, may you bring auspiciousness, all forms of fortunes to me. Saubhagyam. Okay? So bhagyam, always when I say bhagyam means sixfold virtues. Knowledge, wealth, strength, okay, fame, total dispassion, overlordship. So bhagyam. Bhagavan is the one, that's why Bhagavan is called Bhagavan. The one who is endowed with sixfold virtues in equal measure is called Bhagavan. Bhaga, noun is what? Bhagyam. Subhaga, noun is what? Saubhagyam. So here, Saubhagam Ayajasva, the same thing Vedic usage. May you bring Saubhagyam. Okay. Go Bharjushta Mayujo. Go Bharjushta Mayujo Nishiktam Tave Indra Vishnoranu Sancharema. Nākasya prishtam. So, hey Vishnoho tava anusancharema means what? Vishnu, again here Bhagavan's name is used as Vishnu, all pervasive. Vishnoho tava anusancharema means we follow thy footsteps. O Lord, we follow thy footsteps. We follow the footsteps of thee who is all pervasive. That means what? We follow thee means what? We live in tune with thee by living a life of dharma. Understand? There's no way our following footsteps of Bhagavan. If we say we are following the footsteps of Bhagavan means what? We are living in tune with Bhagavan, in harmony with Bhagavan. How? By living a life of values. That's all. So, nākasya prishtam abhisam go bharjushtam ayujo nishiktam tave endra vishnoranu sancharema. Hey, tave endra vishnoranu sancharema. Hey, Indra, O Lord, O Lord, we follow thy footsteps, follow the footsteps of thee who is all pervasive. Nākasya prishtam abhisam vasano. Nākasya prishtam abhisambhasano vaishnavim loka ihamadayantam. See, okay?
So Nakasya Prishtam at view. Gobir Jushtam. See Gobir Jushtam. Gobir Jushtam Ayujo. So see Gobihi Jushtam. Now blessed with knowledge, blessed with cows and cattle. Did they give the meaning for cattle last time, Pitiji? Go bihi jushtam. Go means cow, go also means knowledge. Because bihi is a plural word. So we'll take it as for blessed with knowledge. Go bhar jushtam ayujo. What did we give for ayujaha last time?
Untainted.
Yeah. See, go bihi jushtam. Go bharjushtam ayujo nishiktam. What is the name for nishiktam, Pitiji? We are not to know. Because nishiktam sometimes it means a flooded something, I said, some other context. Go bharjushtam ayujo nishiktam. Tave Indra Vishnoranu Sancharema. So, this Nishiktam, I said literally flooded last time. Okay, so literally it means what? May you, okay, O, hey Indra, you are untainted. Hey Indra, O Lord, you are untainted by sins, untainted by all the obstacles, untainted by all the sins, all the kalmishas, all the impurities. They say, Indra Ayujaha, from Ayujaha, and Gobir Jishtam. So here, blesses with cattle wealth, and Gobihi Jishtam, blesses with cattle wealth, and blesses with the knowledge. Gobir Jishtam Ayujo Nishiktam. Tave Indra Vishnoranu Sancharema. Hey Indra, Tava Vishnoho Anusancharema. That means what? We follow thine. That's all it's there. I add the word, we follow thy footsteps. Okay? And who is, follow the footsteps of you who is all pervasive. Tave Indra Vishnora Anusancharema. Nakasya Prishtam Abhisambasano. Nakasya Prishtam Abhisambasanaha. Vaishnavim loka ihamadayantam. So, iha, here, okay, madayantam. Madayantam means what? May you please. May you bless with happiness. Madayantam means may you please. May you bless with joy and happiness. Madayantam. How? Not living in, no? Living on top of the heaven. Means what? Nakasya Prishtam Abhivasanaha. Nakaha, I told you the meaning of this word Nakaha. Remember Pitiji? Kam means happiness. And Akam means unhappiness. Na Akaha, Na Akam, Yes Yatra. What? Nakaha. A place where there is no unhappiness is called Nakaha. Kam, happiness. Akaha, unhappiness. Understand? Na Akaha Yasmin Yatra. The place where there is no unhappiness is called what? Nakaha. Nakaha is what? Heaven. Okay, Nakasya Prishtam Abhivasanaha means what? Remaining at the top of the heaven means what? Remaining as the very source of happiness. Just an upalakshanam, okay? Bhagavan, there is no heaven sitting above. So, Nakasya Prishtam Abhisambasano. Nakasya Prishtam Abhisambasanaha. Residing always, without undergoing any changes, without moving an inch, okay, without moving anything. Abhisambasanaha. Living firmly, residing firmly as the source of happiness at the top of the heaven. You are there, and iha, and we are here in this world serving you, living here. Therefore, may you please us, may you bless us with happiness. Okay, one remaining on the top of the heaven as a source of happiness. please bless us who are living here, Iha, with happiness. Is it clear now? Please us. Vaishnavim loka iha madayant. Vaishnavim here means what? Again, see, we are living here and also serving you, the all-pervasive. See, Vishnuhu, masculine form. Vaishnavi, feminine form. See, thou who are living, okay, residing, the top of the heaven, as the source of happiness, okay, bless us who are here and in this world, serving you, no, the all-pervasive you, bless us with happiness. Is it clear, Pataji? That's the meaning. Om Katyayanaya Vidmahe Kanyakumari Dhimahi. Katyayanaya Vidmahe. We know Katyayanaya. Who is Katyayana here? We know the Katya's daughter. Understand? Which means what? Katya's daughter means what? Always understand. We either say sister or wife, inseparability as we said. Purusha is the main thing. Prakriti is what feminine gender word. Either the Prakriti should be taken as a sister or wife or daughter. No other go, okay? So Katya's daughter, we said. Katyayanaya Vishnu, Maya should be sister. For Shiva, wife. It's all understanding, okay? Katyayanaya Vidmahe, we know the Shakti, okay, daughter of Katya, Kanyakumari Dhimahi, we meditate upon this, Kanyakumari, no, the young daughter. It's okay, Kanyakumari Dhimahi, young daughter, when you say if it's unmarried, it's young. The pure creative power is what? Young daughter. Understand? Kanyakumari, which implies what? We meditate upon the Lord, who is manifest as the pure creative power. Kanyakumari Dhimahi, Tanno Durgif Prachodayate, Medad Durga, the creative power, the possessor of the creative power, one who is manifest as the creative power, one who is there as the, no? One who is manifest as the grace which possesses everybody, the strength, and Medad Durga, Naha Prachodayate, inspire our thoughts. Naha manaha prachodayat. Manaha should always be added. Naha manaha prachodayat. It means illumine our thoughts or inspire our thoughts. Illumine our minds. Enlighten our minds with the light of knowledge. Sikirama. Whenever naha comes, you have to add manaha. Naha prachodayat means naha manaha prachodayat. We see, Pitiji, the words are very simple. But lot of words you can't find in the dictionaries. And really we had to go to Vidyadhara Swami's help. Okay? But see, very profound. We see the meaning. That's why without Vedantic understanding, people happen to interpret this literal meanings. They sound very funny. We say, God, oh Mother Durga, Goddess Durga. It's not okay, emotionally can feel good, but what is, who is Goddess Durga? Knowledge is protection and knowledge is strength. Knowledge is the only thing we have to lean on. That's why if at all we believe in prayer and we have to beg for knowledge. Pray for knowledge. Clarity. Otherwise all these people will come and... That is why there's a special prayer. We don't know how the teacher teaches. We don't know how the teaching is. We are so innocent. Now we give ourselves trust him. Now that's why we always pray, hey Bhagavan, may thy grace, now help me, now bless me with the clarity of vision. Bless me with the right understanding of the right teaching. And may it bless me to also discover the vagueness in teaching.
so that you won't be confused. We have to seek help.
As I say, I definitely this you have to go away and do a lot of mananam and.
Of course, see, this is not, see, one soktam. Do you think any other Swami would have done in one class? And they would quote in between from too many other things. Okay, I can say, I could have gone to, I can always quote, whenever I talk about Durga, I can go to, I can quote from Puranas. I could have gone to Devi Durga Saptashati. I could have quoted from there, how Devi is praised. In fact, a particular section, the fifth chapter of Durga Saptashati, it's called Stuti, Devi Stuti. All the devas praise her. Because she already manifested as Lakshmi and Kali and destroyed the all other asuras. And she has to again manifest as Saraswati, much subtler clarity to destroy other demons, very difficult people who are sitting in the mind. Then they say, just look at it, everything is Devi. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu, Buddhi Rupena Samstita, she who is manifest as the very Buddhi Shakti unto her mind of salutations. See, creative Purana is manifest as everything. Buddhi Rupena Samstita, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu, Shanti Rupena Samstita, Namastase Namastase, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu, Daya Rupena Samstita, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu, Bhranti Rupena Samstita. Oh my God, she who is manifest as very confusion. Confusion is state of mind. Every state of mind is nothing but manifestation of the creative power, the Shakti. Therefore, unto her, if you look at that as Devi, and the Devi is the Shakti is none other than the possessor of the power. Salutations unto her means unto him, unto that reality which is manifested, neither he nor she, all the powers. We have many things. And we always say we are supposed to do namaskaram. That time. Why? It helps us really manage all of our emotions. Lajja rupena samstita. Shraddha rupena samstita. Ya Devi, ya, she, tasse namaha. Namaha, namaha, namaha tasse. No other god, just bow to her. Then we also say, no, that is the Devi. And there's a verse which says, the beautiful verse which says, Sarvasvarupe sarveshe, sarvashakti samanvite, sarvasvarupe, the swarupam of everything, sarvasvarupe, sarvasvarupa, sarvasya, ekekasyapi vastunaha swarupam ya, she who is the very swarupam of everything, sarva swarupe, sarva ishe, isha again the lord in feminine gender, sarveshe sarva shakti samanvite, she who is endowed with all forms of power, she is manifest as all powers. Then you offer one thing, Bhayebhyaha Nahatrahi, please protect us from all forms of fear, all forms of anxieties. I always say three times, because of prayer, I mean it. Bhayebhyastrahino Devi, Bhayebhyastrahino Devi. I always say this in the class. I mean, you would have noticed me saying, Bhayebhyaha Nahatrahi, Naha Asman, Trahi, may you protect from what? From all forms of fear. Durge Devi Namostute. Then Sharanagata Dinartha Paritra Anaparayane Sarvasyartihare Devi Narayani Namostute. Then you say, so Sharanagata Dinartha Paritra Anaparayana. One long kavan. Sharanagata Dinartha Paritra Anaparayana. Param, see, Ayana means the last, okay? She who has to be ultimately attained, reached. Param ayanam ya sa parayana. Param ayanam ya. She who is the ultimate end. She is parayana. Sa parayana. Kesham param ayanam sa. Now, she is the ultimate end of who? Sharanagata Dinartha. Artha Parayana. Sharanagata Dinartha. No. Sharanagata. No. I had to say fast, okay? Sarvasurupe, Sarveshe, Sarvashaktisamanvite, Bhaye Bestrahino Devi, Durge Devi Namostute, Sharanagata Dinartha Paritra Anaparayane. Then, he says Paritrana Parayana. Paritrana means what? She who can. Paritrayate iti Paritranam. Now, Paritrana means protection. Absolute protection. Tranam means protection. Paritrana means complete, total, perfect, absolute protection. Paritrana. Paritrana Parayana. Okay? And she who is the source of absolute protection. Paritrana Parayana. For whom? No? Dina Artha. Artha, who are distressed and who are pitiable. Okay? So, she who is committed, you know, he who is committed to protect them absolutely. Who are the people here? Artha, distressed. And who are pitiable, who deserve pity? Dina. And who are they? If it's not enough, they are simply pitiable and then they are distressed. But, no, Sharanagata, those who surrendered to her. Who surrendered to her? I mean, who live a life of dharma. There's no Sharanagati, there's no surrender without living a life of dharma. So those who live a life of dharma are those who have surrendered to the Devi. Understand? So she who is committed, she who is ultimately attained, and she who is the source of protection, ultimate protection, for those who, the pitiable, distressed people who are surrendered to dharma. That's what it means. Sharanagata dinartha paritrana parayane sarvasya artihara sarvasya artihare devi sarvasya artihara sarva sarvesham sarva okay sarvesham sarvaha artayaha yaha harati ya harati sa sarvasya artihara. Arti, okay, the case, oh, the one who removes, the remover of all distress of all the beings. Sarvasyarti hare devi, narayani namostute. This is the slokum, no? Why? This, in fact, I had to quote. Usually people who do this class on Durga Sotam, they always go to some Puranas to quote too many verses to make, I can actually hold 13 chapters, we can bring here and there and quote. And they'll make it so big. I don't want to do all those things because my idea is, okay, how to understand the suktam. Suktam is what? No, in fact, where suktam means it's a hymn of praise. Praise means you are bringing Ishvara. It implies worshipping Ishvara. Worshipping Ishvara means what? Definitely you are differentiating yourself from Ishvara as a limited individual. Understand? That means there's no advaitam here, okay? In sukta, there's no advaitam. It's only worshipping. Whenever you worship, there is dvaitam. That means what? I mean, you are, as a worshipper, different from the worshipped. Ultimately, your vision is what? You have to understand the distancelessness between the worshipper and the worshipped. But how long, until that vision takes place, you have to worship. When you worship, that means, if that is the Veda itself, the Veda, which is in the Anta part, reveals the vision of the Advaitam, non-duality of the reality, which also talks about the worship, no? I mean, which reveals, says mantras for worship, etc. means. So, how to understand the meaning of these verses in the light of Veda Anta? That is what I am interested. That will help us. Veda is not supposed to be taught, Veda is supposed to be learned by oneself. It has to be learned, studied with the teacher properly, everything. That is why no online business, no e-teaching.
no e-courses on Veda. I don't even believe in e-courses on Vedanta. If you're already exposed to certain things, okay, you can read some textbooks, like, okay, Manisha Panchakam Adi Shankaracharya, Didi Vegam Adi Shankaracharya, some translations, you do something. You know, because everything is very profound, Amma, very, very profound. It's not simply talking about, I was telling this morning, remember that one thing, Pitiji, I was just saying one word, be happy with that. Doesn't matter how much you learn. Because everything should be, ultimately you want clarity of vision. No, any discussion contribute for a clarity. For example, I was saying this morning, Vedaha. See, Vedaha is what? The pure knowledge, which is the source of knowledge. Which is manifest, okay? Manifest is knowledge. When you say Vedaha, and which is said to be, Veda is said to be the pure knowledge of the Lord. He was the destroyer of enemies. Nidahati Vedaha. No, Aratitaha. Who are the enemies here? Our own negative tendencies in the mind. Like Kama Krodhadayaha. Then I explain, suppose in Vaishnava Sampradaya, if you go to the temple, remember, Pitiji, what you say when you get to the temple? In Vaishnava, I took you to the temple, I don't know whether you remember that. In Vaishnava Sampradaya, if you go to the temple, they bring you a cap, which is called Shadari. Shadari. I told you about Shadari, didn't I? I told you once. Now I'm telling for her. The Shadari, what is Shadari? The cap, like, which they bring from inside. And what does it have? The feet. The cap is, it's not the thing. The feet is there. The feet are there. And the feet which are there on the top of the Shadari. And that is called Shadari. Feet are Shadari, in fact. Shadari means what? Shat, six, Ari means enemy. So, Shannam Arihi Shadari. Shadarihi. It means enemy of the six. What is which is enemy of the six? That which drives away, does not give room for the six to be there in the mind, is the enemy of the six. What is it which does not give room for the six to be there? Knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is symbolized here. No? The feet are the symbol of the knowledge of the Lord. Not just the truth. No? Which drives away the six, which is said to be the enemy of the six. So, feet stand for the knowledge of the Lord, knowledge of the truth. Understand? And knowledge of the truth is said to be what now? Enemy of the six. Therefore, understand, feet stand for the enemy of the six. Which stand for knowledge of the truth. They cannot be there. Why is this called enemy? Yes, that's why when you put your head there, at the feet of the Lord, you have touched the feet. So the head touching the feet implies, stands for one resolving one's ahankara in Bhagavan, and having identity with Bhagavan. That is what is bowing. We always go to temple and bow because I resolve my identity with Bhagavan means what? I resolve my ahankara in Bhagavan means I don't isolate myself anymore from Bhagavan. I'm part of Bhagavan. I see only Bhagavan as the whole. In the wake of the knowledge of myself being non-separate from Bhagavan, then I become free from inadequacy, all limitations. Then when I become free from all limitations and inadequacy, all the problems caused by inadequacy also will resolve. So what is that then? Therefore, there's a knowledge alone. Knowledge which is the enemy of the six. Which is manifest. Knowledge of the truth is what? Manifestation. Of what? The source of truth. That is why we say Vedaha Yadahati. The source of knowledge. Lord destroys our enemies. How? By manifesting as the knowledge of the self.
Just if you had to put it into English, in the simplest possible way, which doesn't lose any profundity.
No, we can say Pitaji, but always you have to write it down like that. See, you can give word meanings. Vedas is, Jata Veda say, you have to write the part of speech. Okay?
Fourth case from Jata Veda.
Then, Sunavama, extract. Soma means what? Soma Rasam. You can write. Then you have to write, we extract the juice of Soma Kripa in order to offer to the Lord. Which means what? Because Jatave is said, because extract for the Lord is said, but to offer is said. We extract means to offer. We can say. But that means what? It implies we offer this means we worship the Lord. Offering is always understood as we express our thanks to the Lord for all that He blesses with, so we worship Him. Offering, and you have to write footnotes there. Offering implies, expression of one's thankfulness to gratitude to Bhagavan, which is a worship, which is symbolic offering, which is worship. You have to write so much. Otherwise, you become confused. It's not simply giving.
But is that one complete phrase then?
Yeah.
And then the next phrase?
Yeah. Then you have to explain, again you have to explain that separately. Na vedaha arati itaha nidahati.
So that's a completely separate, see, because then this is quite, because the way it's written,
Pitiji, that's what I'm saying. That is how Veda mantras are. You can't spit them. Om jata vedase sunavama soma marati yato nidahati vedaha. You can't spit there for when you're chanting. But for the meaning, you have to spit there.
So the first meaning you split after soma. Soma. Then the next phrase, completely self-contained, is the Veda is the destroyer of the enemies. Veda totally destroyed. Nidahati. Veda.
Destroys. Vedaha means who? The Lord.
The Lord.
Lord destroys enemies.
Destroys the
enemies.
Okay.
And when you say Lord, that's why Vedaha destroys means the enemies are also the Lord. Okay? And the solution for destroying the enemies also is the Lord.
Arati yatah, is that a...
Arati yataha.
Long.
No, short. Arati yataha.
Eka vachana? No, not akarantanya. No.
Aratihi.
Aratihi.
Aratin, okay? Arati yataha.
Of. Destroyer of. And.
Objective plural. Don't ask why. Chandasam.